Pollards. We eat them.
Yeah, we eat those as another one too.
This one's called endive, which we get sometimes. It's a long, beefy thing. The wife gets sometimes, and we tear it into pieces, you know, rip it up and eat it.
And you would say that lettuce comes in.
In a head.
Now, term head, have you ever heard that used to say a person had five children? Have you ever heard anybody use the expression five head of children?
Yes, I don't use the expression, though. Five children, five head of kids. Yeah.
Now, if somebody had to say, a large family, seven boys, seven, you would say he had a whole lot of...
A whole bunch of kids.
You ever heard anybody use the term passel there, whole passel?
Passel? Yes, I've heard the expression, but it's not used anymore too much.
You mentioned corn. Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
That's the husk.
Mm-hmm. What about... corn that you can eat on the cob, got a special name for that?
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff that goes up out of the top of the corn stalk.
Silk.
Mm-hmm. And what about on the on the stalk itself, the stuff that comes up?
Okay. I mean, there's a blossom that comes out, it's called a tassel. Mm-hmm. Then you have the tea leaves, corn leaves on the stalk.
You mentioned that you grew watermelons. Can you tell me about some of the different varieties of watermelons?
Yeah. See, now there's that round kind that's got the stripes. I think it's called Stone Mountain. You might have heard of that one. And you have the early Dixie. I think it was the one.
What is that one
look like? I think it's a round, I believe. Those are the main two that I know of.
Any other kind of melons that people grow and eat around you?
Oh, mushmelons.
Now what are they like?
Like a cantaloupe.
Is that the same thing as that?
Difference. Mushmelon is smaller and the meat runs all the way to the skin. Cantaloupe, you only eat so far down. Mm-hmm. Come to a kind of a rind. Mm-hmm. You have those you buy, honeydew melons aren't raised around here. They're raised in California and Arizona.
You mentioned squash.
Yes, one we call petipan, that's a white squash. Then that's the one that's called the crookneck yellow squash. And you have green squashes, acorn squashes. Those are the main ones.
Something like kind of yellow thing that you might make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pumpkin.
Grows here?
Yes.
And something these little things spring up in the fields or in the woods after rain, you might put them on stakes or something like that. Little umbrella shaped things
you
might.
Oh, put them on stakes. Mm-hmm. You'd get sick as a dog, you did. Those are mushrooms, mm-hmm. But they wouldn't eat any of those. Those are toadstools.
So the difference is, which one can you eat?
Mushrooms, if they are the ones that are not poisonous.
Mm-hmm. How can you tell the difference?
I can tell the difference.
Probably
now? Yeah, certainly by where they grow. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I used to be a scoutmaster.
Oh, yeah. I guess you've done some different things.
You're doing right.
Yeah. Take a little more of that. Person, though. I just saw the boy, you might say, he couldn't eat because it hurt to
swallow.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you smoke is a
cigarette.
Some other people smoke one that's fatter, bigger.
Oh, cigars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.